good afternoon to my branch, Columbus, Ohio, and the rest of Local 304, as well as mail handlers all over the world. This is Ken Hodge, branch president of Columbus, Ohio, Local 304, but in a very, very peculiar, for lack of a dumber word, status. But this message today is not about me. I want to say something to you that I know it's going to sound funny. It's going to sound real different coming from your branch president. But listen to me very carefully. You have to come to work. You must come to work. You have to be in attendance. Okay, now that I got that off, I want to tell you why I'm so adamant about that. Most of the discipline that's going on right now, at least in Columbus, most of the discipline, most of the punishments, because they're not corrective actions, that's being levied on mail handlers, pretty much lines up with attendance. They're not processing, you're not getting due process, but I'm not going to touch that right now because you have a replacement union staff in office. That's where I encourage you, and I really do mean encourage you, to take that to them. They have to handle that for you. They have to understand that a lot of that discipline that's being written is not proper. It's procedurally defective. And I hope, because I don't have conversations with them, I only talk to the members, I hope that they are on top of it. And I don't mean that sarcastically. I mean that very sincerely. So you have to come to work. And when you get to work, when you get to work, let me tell you something. You have to stay gainfully employed. And I want to tell you something. When I say gainfully employed, come on. You can't quantify gainfully employed. Gainfully employed is no more, and I do mean no more, than your body continually to stay in motion doing some part of your job. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but listen to me. Those are actually the requirements of your job. And if we sign on to do that job, come on, mail handlers. I'm not asking anybody to go in there and fall out on the floor because you're that exhausted. That just makes you a little different from most. And you have to understand, management, the agency, they like individual mail handlers. They like individual people, but you have to understand and never lose focus. As a craft, they're always in non-compliance with how they handle the mail handlers. Don't confuse that with, I'm trying to tell you that the management stay at war. No, again, management have friends in the craft. And I'm not speaking ill, but I'm telling you that don't think that by helping management do your job, that you're helping anyone other than management. You're definitely not helping yourself. You are definitely not helping the craft. So what I'm really saying to the newer employees, and again, as I think about it, to all employees, and listen very carefully, because I don't want this to sound like a PSA for the agency, because I'd probably cut my tongue out first. So what I'm saying to you is, if we're going to do, it would make our union, it would put us in a better position to really fight your issue. But when you don't come to work, that's a pretty cut and dry issue. That's documented on clock rings. We remove any thoughts of perception. We remove a lot of elements from the fight if you don't come to work. So I guess the name of the podcast is, hey, postal employees, I need you to come to work. Or make sure if you're not at work for whatever reasons, that you have a documented reason, and I'm going to cut through the chase. Make sure if you're not at work that you make you see your doctor and see if your condition, your illness, will allow you to be covered under FMLA. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So on one hand, what are you saying to me, Branch President? Well, what I'm saying to you is, on one hand, as a business, as an organization, as a job, your importance at work is very important. But don't confuse that with, I have to be at work, and if 300 people don't come in, I have to do the work of 4 people. Well, please, please, listen. If one person comes to work, you have a job to do. If 15 people come to work, you still have a job to do. Now, if the agency, again, if they understand that there are no standards on you, and we'll fight this all day long, there are no standards on you, what the agency has to offer mail handlers is they want our discretionary effort. And I say that word again, discretionary effort, meaning I don't have a standard that you must adhere to, but I want you to do as much work as possible. Now, normally, when you have a business run on discretionary effort, the managers have the ability to give out bonuses. I'm talking to the employee. I want to motivate you by presenting you with dollar value gifts throughout your career. You see, because let me tell you something. If I went to work and I did a good job, I did an over-the-top job, and it was noticed, and you started giving me bonuses. Now, again, I'm still within the confines of my contract because I'm never going to like you enough to violate that knowingly. So if I go to work, I do a good job, and you give me a bonus, you just raise the odds in your favor that I'm going to continue to work in that manner. We get the exact opposite. What we get as mail handlers is you go to work, you do a good job, and then they want more from you because now the agency recognizes that you are conscientious, you perform your work in an exemplary manner, and rather than address any other issues at work, they'll just give you all the work. And that's why I'm saying to you, if one person comes to work, or if 15 people come to work, you still have a job to do. And unless management or anywhere else you go motivates you through proper treatment of you as a human being and proper understanding, and they are most of the time in compliance with your national agreement, then let me tell you something. I understand that manager motivating you if that's what they're doing. And if you are so motivated, then you reach in for some of that discretionary effort that only you, only you allow how it is going to be used in the workplace. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to go to work and once again, continually to overexert yourself so that you can perform at a level that is not natural for you. And the first time it rains, they won't give you an umbrella to keep the rain off your head. So I'm kind of speaking metaphorically there, but understand what I'm saying. So again, I like to keep the podcast under 15 minutes. Every time I go over, I extend the time. But here's my quick message. Mail handlers, come on. We took a job, let's do the job. And let's start off by being regular in attendance. Let's be regular in attendance. Now, again, being regular in attendance, and when we get to work, again, I'm never asking you to break your back or fall out from exhaustion, but let's remain gainfully employed. However that's translated in your mind, then That's what I'd like to see us do. Okay? So we come to work, we're gainfully employed. Let me tell you something. That is going to reduce the grievances that unions have to deal with in, at such a probably an alarming rate that if they then apply themselves, they'll have a lot of extra time to study up on this F1 scheduler and some of the newer games or tricks management is trying to play with us today. Hey, listen, my podcast went a little long this morning, but I just wanted to talk to people. Hadn't been on in a minute, and I missed my microphone. So I just wanted to talk to my members and let them know I'm still here. I'm still in the fight. And again, I'm still running the campaign 180 degrees, new direction. Let's vote Kenny Hodge, next local president
of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky.
Elect Kenny Hodge, your next local president, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky.